Oh, thank you so much. Let's tell you who all the Foggy Memory Boys are. Got a fine bunch tonight. On my right, your left, not politically, not necessarily. Can't go there, not prudent. We're from the same hometown, and those of you that have seen us at Telluride, you've already met him before, and he was here last year. You've seen the big doghouse base. Well, this is the pup house base. It's Edgar Meyer's base after taxes. Fine harmony singer and a fine bass man, and we are so happy to play together. He's from Bowling Green, Kentucky, which, you know, works well for me. Now we went to the same high school. One of us graduated. It's a beautiful, it's a Kentucky thing. But we're happy he's playing that upright bass with us tonight. Make welcome Mr. Byron House. Our banjo man. You know you're in trouble when a guy says banjo man, not player, or, you know. Originally from from Dallas, Texas. Friends, hold your applause for Texas. We've got to go on with the show. We can't just, don't, no, his feelings are already hurt. Don't make it up to him now. No, it's too late. But originally from Dallas, and by golly, he can play and sing with the best of them. We're real happy. We all live, all of us live in Nashville now, so that's, we've been picking and getting together, and he's the perfect guy to play with us tonight, Mr. Greg Davis. And of course, on the guitar, our fine young country singer. Also from Texas. You guys actually went to Nashville at the same time, didn't you? Did y'all work out there at Opryland? They did. But only one of you sold balloons in a gorilla costume. You think we ain't glad to be picking for you? There's a lot of things we could be doing tonight. But this is what we would really love to be doing. And maybe it's the Texas connection, I don't know. You know, he's a fine guitar player, as you've heard, he can sing like a bird. He's a very good mandolin player, so we're not gonna feature that tonight. But, you know, I thought I was president for a couple of weeks last year, and well, I thought I was. We had a recount. I was wrong, after all. But we tried to figure out what was funny about the last election. Nothing. Ross Perot wasn't in it. So maybe it's the Texas thing. I mean, you know, of course he's musically talented, but what we really have him here for is that he does the best Ross Perot imitation we've ever heard. And you may have heard him do Ross Perot before, but Ross has a few new things tonight. Ross! How you feel about Rocky Grass tonight, buddy?
You know, I love Rocky Grass. This is great. If we could put you people in the White House, this would be fantastic. You know what I'm saying? The things are just sad. It's just sad. It's tore up like an old love letter up there. I don't know what to tell you. Since I didn't run this time, I get kind of confused. I can't remember, was it George D.W., I don't have an idea, Bush, that did cocaine but he didn't inhale it? I get them all confused. I don't remember. But I don't know about you people, but my taxes are higher than Chris Lee's bangs, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's up there now. It's higher than Sam Bush in the 70s.
Check, please.
And I just want to tell y'all about Enron. I tried to warn everybody about Enron years ago. I told y'all Enron Hubbard and all that Scientology stuff was a bunch of crap, not to get involved with it. Nobody listened to Ross. So remember next time, Ross for boss. Thank you.
From Duncanville, Texas, Mr. John Randall Stewart. The old flat top. Now we're trying to keep it bluegrass for the most part, but every once in a while we gotta do a tune like this. This tune basically answers the question. Bela Fleck and I put this one together. Answers the musical question.